The Charlotte Regional Transportation Planning Organization sets road and transit policy for the region. In the past, it's endorsed the toll lane project, but that's mainly because of support from Charlotte, which has a voting majority. Representatives from the Lake Norman area have opposed it. So how did members react to a draft report out last week from Mercator Advisors? After a half-hour presentation by the consultant, the board was mostly silent. NC Turnpike Authority's Beau Memory told them this process is far from over.
Our hope is to have this wrapped up and to the public and to the secretary by the 22nd of September. But what I do know is that they do plan some further public engagement following that on the report and on the on their next steps.
Just how long it will take is unclear, but months at a minimum. And that worries Kurt Noss, leader of the anti-toll group Widen I-77.
Based on what we just heard, I think the project is going to be completed before the policy is. This sounds like a first step, basically, towards where we eventually need to be, which is getting the road wide without toll lanes.
Just four citizens commented during the meeting. All called on NCDOT to cancel the 50-year, $650 million contract with Spanish construction company Cintra. Consultant James Taylor of Mercator says canceling the contract could cost about $300 million.
That would be the minimum. The process is they need to have an independent appraiser, so that's a variable there.
The total doesn't include the cost of shutting down the construction project or completing it in some other form, such as with conventional lanes. The report also outlines other options, such as buying the project from the contractor once it's complete or revising the contract. Possible revisions include allowing trucks in toll lanes, allowing two passenger carpools instead of three, and offering frequent user discounts. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.